February 20. Anxiety's antidote. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. If I told you to write down all that you've been anxious about this week, or even today, I imagine you would have a substantial list. I know I would. And yet the Word of God says to us, do not be anxious about anything. How then are we to respond when we find ourselves feeling choked in a battle with anxiety? Paul says that the antidote to suffocating anxiety is prayer and thanksgiving. This response isn't natural. In fact, it goes directly against the tendencies of our sinful hearts. Most of us find it considerably easier to retreat into a corner and complain, or to chew over worrying circumstances in an effort to control them, rather than to bring anxiety-inducing matters before God in prayer. How easy and how fruitless it is to choose to sit and stew, allowing anxiety to paralyze us instead of getting down on our knees and crying out to Him. Prayer swallows up the question, how am I going to cope with this? By pointing us away from ourselves and to God's provision. Prayer turns our focus toward God, who is totally competent, who knows our needs intimately, and who will give us either what we ask or something better than we can imagine. And a thankful heart helps us confront, without bitterness, the question, why has this happened to me? By helping us remember God's promises. He always acts with purpose, fulfills His plan, and knows exactly what He's doing. Some of us had parents who would act as our alarm clocks when we lived at home. When we needed to wake up at a certain time in the morning, all we had to do was tell our father or our mother, and we were confident they would wake us. All that was left for us to do was sleep. This is the kind of response Paul wants from us in the face of anxiety. We are to go directly to our Heavenly Father and say, "Will you take care of this for me?" And God always answers, "I've got this. Trust me." When we understand that God is in control of all things, we'll bring all of our struggles and challenges to Him. The peace He provides will be a stronghold for our hearts. Though troubles assail and dangers affright, though close friends should fail us and foes all unite, yet one thing secures us, whatever betide, the promise assures us, the Lord will provide. So why not write out that list of things you've been anxious about this week? Then pray about them, taking those situations to the throne of heaven and leaving them there. And then next to each item, you can write what God says to you. I've got this. Trust me.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotional, copyright Alistair Begg. It's published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created by Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.